Everyone, today is March 9th, 2024, and this is the Duel Assessment, your podcast for Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links. My name is Green Ranger. I have a chill week here, going over some updates that we have in Duel Links this week. The Goha Rush Festival is happening. That's kind of the KC Cup, but for Rush Duels, so I'm going to go over some of those decks that are made it to the first stage, I guess. Guild Bounce update, this is the second step, I guess, of the nerfs to two tier zero decks we have. Tour Guide Bingo, new card, that's pretty good for speed duels. And going back to some stuff that was left over, ranked duels updated, card trader update, mainly focused on some dinosaur cards. So just as a reminder, you can get this podcast anywhere your podcast, search Duel Links Podcast, Duel Assessment Podcast. And all of the old episodes are available on WordPress, duelassessment.wordpress.com. So just quickly, my week, I don't think there's anything remarkable. I think I did some of the Goha Rush Festival today. I'm at rank 38. I'm not really sure what that corresponds to. Oh, you need 100. So Rush Power 100, and then you'll get to the second stage. So I still have a while to go, but there's a lot of rewards you can get, like gems and stuff. But and I'm playing a new deck. I'm playing a Winged Beast deck. It just required a few buy-throughs. Not buy-throughs. Just maybe just one buy-through of the mini box for Rush Duels. Bought the bundle for the Cybertech Alligator, which is required for that deck. And it's been fun. Playing Rush Duels is definitely something that's it's fun. Yeah, it's just easy to get back to an earlier version of the game. Not much going on in Master Duels, the other game. Not much going on in Diablo either. They do have this new horn trial, like a trial where you compete for score in Diablo, but you know, I'm just taking it pretty easy now. Towards the end of the season there. So this week in esports, mostly it will correspond to the Goha Rush Festival, but that'll be separate. I guess I will pull up a speed duel tournament right now. So Duel Links Grand Prix 63. Let's see what is going on now. This was, I'm not sure if this is pre-nerf, I think. So it's a card nerf, but not a skill nerf, and that's not active yet. So, you know, pretty much the same shenanigans going on in tier zero decks. Shiranui and Tachyon. And then everyone else is pretty much lumped together, but there's more of these tier 3 decks in the mix this week. First place, Solomon, Shiranui style successor, Shiranui. You know, here we have the card nerfs in place with a limit on Solitaire, limit on Spirit Master. So two copies of Gozuki, three Mezuki, as expected. These cards do a lot of heavy lifting with the nerfs in place. Two Shiranui Solitaire, three Shiranui Squire, one Shiranui Samurai, one Shiranui Spirit Master, two Spectral Sword Shade, one Mind Control, that completes the limit. Three Book of Moon, two Cold Sarcophagus, one Ghost Meets Girl, Shiranui Story, and a Shiranui Style Samsara, just one trap card. Second place, Juninho, Takeo Dragon, Domination, Tachyon. This is, you know, what the deck looks like now before the skill gets hit bad. One Effect Veiler, two DD Crow, three Nebula Dragon, three Galactic Spiral Dragon, one Starleech Seifert, one Parsec, three Schwarzschild, three Book of Moon, one Tachyon Transmigration, and two Paleozoic Canadia. Top four, I think this is those. Tachyon, Dragon, Domination, Tachyon. Very similar deck to the other player we've seen. Two Effect Veiler, one DD Crow, three Nebula Dragons, three Galactic Spiral Dragon, one Starleech Seifert, two Parsec, three Schwartz Child, three Book of Moon, one Tachyon Transmigration, and one Paleozoic Canadian. And top four, Tacne Frog 1, Tachyon Dragon Domination Tachyon. This one's more of a teched out version of the deck. One Effect Veiler, two DD Crow, three Nebula Dragon, two Galactic Spiral Dragon, one Starliege Seafert, one Parsec, three Schwartz Child, three Book of Moon, one Tachyon Transmigration, Ice Dragon's Prison. That fills in a limit three slot, and two Mischief of the Gnomes. This deck, these decks that we see as DR will not fit the deck building requirement when the skill changes, so that's notable. They can't use those hand trap monsters anymore. And just for fun, let's go to the Big Blow Cup 2, see what this is about. If this website will open, that'll be great. Big Blow Cup 2. First place, Ryu Zane, Tachyon Dragon, Domination Tachyon. This deck is a little different. There's no DD Crows here. We have a Radius to Half Moon Dragon, and it runs two copies of Bottomless Trap Hole, which is nice little card. Second place, Janelle B, Tachyon Dragon, Domination Tachyon. This is no hand traps run in this deck. I guess they're trying to abide by the nerfs sooner, but one MST. Total flip downs here, three Book of Moon and three Paleozoic Canadia. Top four, King, Shiranui style successor, Shiranui. This looks a lot like the first deck, similar to that. It does run Needle Ceiling as another trap card. And top four, Khan, Shiranui style successor, Shiranui. It's basically a Shiranui deck with three Effect Veilers and a Mischief of the Gnomes. There's one copy of Shiranui Squire. We've seen decks run three. This one just runs one. So in the Duel Links meta power rankings, we see some reductions in the Tier 0 decks. Tachyon at 71.5, Shiranui at 46. Big cut to Shiranui. And when the nerfs hit the two respective skills, I expect this creep down even more. No tier two decks. In tier three, we have an arrival of a lot more decks here. Besides Mayakashi at 11 and Live Twin at 6, we have Shaddolls 7.5, Tenyi at 7.5, Blue Eyes 6.5, Ubel at 6.5. And in Rush Duels, I'm a little surprised here because there's a deck on the rise that I don't see here, but there's no tier one deck. Aggro decks at 23, Royal Rebels up 19. Tier 3, we have Spellcasters, Yami Ruler at 6, and Dragon at 6. Rise Dragons are off the list. So, looking at the Goha Rush Festival, let's see what we got. So, looking at some of these decks that made it to Tier 2, you need 100 points for Tier 2, notably. So, Jason here brought a Lightning Trigger Thunder deck as, I'll go over more of the box again. There's a lot of thunder support here in this box. We've got Thunder, Cavalry, Trigger, Drago, Stormbolt, Destroyer, Essel, Sensor, Duckbill, pretty much every single card. Last Jaws, Angler, Coil Fish, Surge Bolt, Lizard, Trailblazing, Thunder Blast. You know, all the thunder cards possible. We have a Royal Rebel deck here, Hell Tuning Invasion. And as expected, some new Fiend support here. Royal Rebels Invasion, Shadow Buyer, Cobalt, all cards that support Fiends. Now, this is the deck that got me. Hysteric Force. Well, this is a different version of the deck. I play a cheaper version, but this Hysteric Force, a Winged Beast deck. So this deck, you got Harpy's Pet Dragon. You have the Max Summon Harpy Lady Sisters, Trick Pigeon, Plain Harpy Lady, Faith Bird, Tyhone, Harpy Girl. Sure, I don't run that card. Counter Pigeons. So those are all cards you can run. Maximum Ragnarok Yggdrago. So this is a Yggdrago deck. We've got the Max Summon here. It's a Cybers deck. Sigurd Sate Sol. Aatra Shoot Hydron. Aatron. Femtron. Dark Femtron Connector Dog. Basically a Cybers deck. We see the decks kind of getting put into types. More Hysteric Force decks. This is. I've played a bunch of mirrors, just having built the deck myself, and we're seeing different versions of the deck. Rising Late Angel Essel is actually a lot better than I thought it would be. I just run one copy of that card. Tyhone's in the deck sometimes. Cybertech Alligator should be in the deck as the legend slot, in my opinion. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of these decks. My version of the deck actually runs a aqua package, so we have the Seahorse Carrier and Grace Princess Kana kind of to generate resources, so you could get monsters that can tribute and stuff. Yeah, seeing a lot of that deck. Grand Harrier brought the Dragonic Resonance deck, so this has some new dragon support in it with the Dragon Merchant and the Sports Dragon Striker. Otherwise, you still have your very powerful dragon cards that still remain strong. We're seeing a lot of Hysteric Force. Maximum Overload. This is the support for the Max Summon of Supreme Machine Magnum Overlord. And you can couple it with some Spellcaster cards, like the Seven Sword Magician, of course. So there's a Spellcaster group. Yeah, so it seems like the decks are kind of grouped. You've got Thunders, you've got Fiends, you've got Winged Beasts, you have Cybers, and you have Spellcasters. Sadly, the Bubble Era doesn't seem to be a hot deck anymore, so I'm fully committed to the Winged Beast at the moment. Let's see where the Harpies take me. The Gold Rush Festival, you just get so many rewards just from doing it. I'm Rush level 38. And I got all these gems ready, kind of recouping what I did to buy through the mini box. So, nice to play it for the rewards. All right, now we go back to Speed Duels skill balance update, and these are big. These are going to go live around March 19th, 22nd, and will be mandatory March 25th. It's a couple more weeks of this meta, and then things should completely change. So first, the less consequential one, Elsewhorm Union. Elsewhorm Union is they got rid of the deck building requirement. So previously, you had to run 10 or more Elsewhorm monsters, and this is a very good at development because the Elsewhorm, Steel Swarm, Evil Swarm, whatever you want to call these guys, they not particularly strong archetype. They do have very strong extra deck cards. Evil Swarm Ophion is a very good card. And they have other cards like Steel Swarm, Exciton Knight. Different cards like that. Now this allows them to be made in a package with fewer Steel Swarm monsters. I mean Elsewhorm monsters, and they can be put into a stronger package. So this will make the extra deck cards like Ophion see more play, and that's a good development. Maybe they want to sell more bundles. I'm not exactly sure why they did this, but that's something to note. Now the two tier zero decks got their skills nerfed. We have Tachyon Dragon Domination. This one's hit four ways. I always hated this skill because the skill description is very confusing, and they've changed it. So, first off, the deck can only run level 4 and 8 light dragons with 2000 or less attack, and level 8 dark dragons with 2500 or 2000 attack. So, that cuts out a bunch of stuff. That cuts out hand traps, because the hand traps do not meet that deck building requirement. Now, some of these monsters, we have Nebula Dragon that's light level 8, 2000. Sounds fine. We have Galactic Spiral Dragon. This is a dark level 8, 2500. That's fine. Starleech Seifert, light level 4, 1800. That's fine. Parsec, light level 8, 800 attack. That's fine. Schwarzschild, dark level 8, 2000 attack. Good. I'm not sure about Radius. Where does Radius fall? Radius is like a level 4, isn't it? Trying to find Radius. Someone can give me Radius. That would be. Where is this card? Radius is light level 4, 1400, so that's fine. Okay, so yeah. So the deck building requirement cuts out all the hand traps. That's big. Now, there's also, they got rid of the set. Previously, you could set a level 8 monster from the hand to the field. That's gone. And then they added a part where you could tutor Tachyon Transmigration. I mean, you could play it straight from the deck. Or the Baryon's Force, rank up magic. Now you need the Tachyon Dragon on the field to activate the effect so that can get countered. And lastly, you must return a dragon from the field to the hand. So you lose some board presence to get this free trap or spell. So there's four really big changes here. I'm assuming that's going to be the end of the deck. Like, you're going to need some luck to get your plays out, I think. I don't know, maybe it'll hang around in a lower tier, but that's a lot of changes. Now, less complicated is Shiranui's Style Successor. Previously, this is a skill where you send a level 4 monster from the hand to the graveyard and then add a monster, I mean, add a Shiranui card from your deck to your hand. Now that is limited to just a monster. So they got rid of the you tutor the quick play spell or the trap. Now it's just a monster. So that should also tamper down the deck a little. As I'm assuming they're just fishing for Ghost Meets Girl, I think. Yeah, I mean you could special summon a monster, discard a card. Summon a card from the deck. Yeah, it's pretty strong, so it's just to clamp down on that Ghost Meets Girl quick play spell. All right, so those are the nerfs which should come, but we have to tolerate the meta for a couple more weeks. Now, Tour Guide Bingo, we actually have a good card here, and this is a very versatile Link monster that you can just pack into your any extra deck that can fit as long as you don't need every single slot. But I think extra deck cards are for various uses, and this one's a very useful one. This is a Steel Star Regulator Light Machine Link 3. Three non-link monsters, 1000 attack. Gains attack equal to the combined original levels and ranks of monsters used for link summon times 100. You can target one non-link monster your opponent controls with attack less than or equal to this card, destroy it, and then if this card was link summoned using an XZ monster's material, inflict damage to your opponent equal to a quarter of the destroyed monster's original attack. So this card does a few things. It's three non-link monsters, so that really fits a lot of different cards, and it could basically allow it to be played in any deck that can play a lot of monsters. So this will gain attack. Let's say you have three level 4 monsters. That's going to be 1200, so this will be 2200. It'll benefit this card to use more higher level cards because then it'll gain more attack, obviously, but then it also pops a card. This card's ability reminds me of Psychic Wielder, where you use Psychic Wielder to make a Synchro Summon, and then if that monster has a higher attack than something, you could pop it. It's the same ability, so it benefits you to have higher attack to use higher level summons to make this card. Now, one deck I could think of is the Railway deck, because the Railway deck can swarm out these really big monsters with Dera Crane and the other guy that special summons. They trot out some huge monsters. So this card is gonna be. Wait, let me just check that. So Dera Crane. I'm forgetting. Think it's like a rank 10 deck. So Dera Crane and Night Express Knight and the other card. That's 30 levels. And Steel Star Regulator is going to be 4,000 attack and can pop anything. So this is a big card for Railway, big card for level 8 decks like Blue Eyes maybe. Things that run big levels, Gimmick Puppets. That's another one, they run big levels. So Gimmick Puppets, you could use a bunch of level 8 cards. This would be 3,400. That's pretty good. So this is a very solid card that should see some play in a bunch of different decks, I think. All right. So I'm gonna go turn on my app and check out. Oh, sorry. I guess I should check out the box again. I forgot about the completely forgot about the R's and N's section of the box. Let me just go back to the box. Genesis Maximum. So as yeah, I completely forgot about the section. As mentioned, Genesis Maximum is a box, pretty good box, but R's and N's are pretty useful too. Warner wrote this section. Anyhow, last week we went over the URs and SRs, and today I will talk about the consequential R's and N's, which there are a lot of them, honestly. So R's, this Plaster Scout's not that useful. Cobalt, send a fiend from your hand to the graveyard, draw a card. Similar to Mystic Dealer. Populates the graveyard. It's a pretty useful card. 1,000 attacks, just like Mystic Dealer. Gale Blitzing Thunder Blast. This is your spell removal for Thunder type, so it's a very useful card. Glass Jaws, this is another Thunder card that's a piece there. If your opponent has one or less card in their hand, shuffle a Thunder monster from the graveyard to your deck, and then a monster gain 400 attacks. So this is a little attack buff card. Barrage of Steel, this is a machine support. We don't really have machine decks being that good right now. Well, we have the Magnum deck, I guess, but this is your spell removal for machine decks. This card's less useful. Fazuzu, the King of Mythical Wind Beasts. Beast Wind, 2,000 attack, 500 defense. Beast decks aren't here nor there right now, so not that useful. We have the pieces of Yogdrago, so the left and the right. Talked about them last week. And we have the pieces of the Supreme Machine Magnum Overlord as well. Counter Pigeons. This trap card's huge for the Winged Beast deck. It's really what makes the decks exist. This is pretty much Phantom Bind. When your opponent declares an attack on a Winged Beast in attack mode, the attacking monster loses attack equal to its level times 100. So this could be, this hits bigger monsters better. So, it could be 800 or 700 attack decrease, which is better than. It's better than anything right now. So Counter Pigeons, A phenomenal trap card for the Winged Beast deck. And the last R card's Light Sorceress, a light spellcaster, level 4, 1500 attack, 0 defense. This is just a 1500 filler, which is pretty useful. Now, the end rarity cards, we have the Angler Coilfish, which is a thunder with 1500 attack. Again, another 1500 attacker. Pluggy Fish is a less useful card. Water Thunder Monster, 900 attack. Really, just to fill up your deck with Thunder Monsters if that's necessary. Dark Femtron is a 1500 beater Cyber Monster. So you got the Femtron and the Dark Femtron, 1400, 1500, pretty solid cards. Karatake, the Talismanic Warrior. This is a warrior card. They're kind of a fallen archetype, not really that useful. But this does a little burn damage, not the best card in my opinion. We have the Connector Dog. This is the Cybers 1500 beater, another Cybers card with Dark Femtron, so they can have some, pretty beefy cards. Reset Runner, this is a Cybers. This card you use shuffle your deck. It's not that useful, I think. Surge Bolt Lizard, another Thunder 1500 attacker. Great. Haihon, this card's seeing play in Winged Beast decks. 1200 attack, 1400 defense. Harpy Lady's better than this card, but it's just there if you need a body. A Shrinker Shrimp. This is a level 5 Cybers. Send two face-up Cybers monsters from your field to the graveyard, and a monster loses attack equal to. So you get debuff a card 600. This is a bigger version of Thunder the Thunder, so that's pretty cool. Quantum Hole, this is not a very useful card, but it's the kind of a Cybers card draw strategy where you can draw into Yogdrago better. There's more potential down the line, but right now it's not that useful. We have Pair Production. This is another Cybers card. Send two level 5 or lower Cybers monsters with the same level from your hand to the graveyard, and then a monster gains attack by 800 or so, 400 or 800, so that's pretty good. Dragon Merchant, this is some support for dragons. Level 4, send a card from your hand to the graveyard, and a monster gains 500 attack, so it's a buffer. Sports Dragon Striker, another dragon. Level 4, 1300, so it's got decent attack. If you have a keeper, a Sports Dragon Keeper, send a card from the hand to the graveyard. Monster gains 400 attack and inflicts piercing. So it's another little buff card. And Faithbird, this is another big piece for Winged Beasts. 1500 beater, 1100 defense, very solid card for the Winged Beasts. So the Winged Beast, I think, got the biggest buff here with Counter Pigeons, Faithbird, Thunder types as well. Pretty solid cards all around. So now let's go back to the ranked duels updated. So ranked duels updated and Card Trader are kind of geared towards dinosaurs. So dinosaurs are not, they're not fully fleshed out yet. They just got some monsters. So this is the UR Super King Rex, not from Speed Duels at all. It's a Earth Dinosaur. Level 8, 2500, 2000. So it's pretty standard. 2 tribute, 2500. And then during your main phase, when you normal or special summon this card, send the top card from your deck to the graveyard. Special summon a level 6 or lower normal dinosaur from your graveyard face up to the field. So yeah, this guy does not get any stronger, but you can swarm out a level 6 or lower. We do have a level 6. So, yeah. Pretty good. It just swarms out cards. It doesn't get stronger though. That's something to note. Mega Zowler. This is a known card, Rex Raptor's guise. And it's your SR rarity card, Mega Zowler. Level 6, 1800, 2000, Earth. Yeah, it's one of these cards that has high attack and high defense, but not high enough attack for one tribute. Fine card as of now. Eventually, it'll get outclassed. This card just has a lot of stats. Defense oriented card. It's fine at the moment. While cards are still kind of weak, it's a fine card. And rarity card's a little D, one of those Joey Wheeler joke cards. But Earth, level 3, Dinosaur, 1100, 700. Yeah, this is just a filler piece. Not the strongest card. And to the card trader, Yuribi. Yuribi is a very known card. Level 4, 1500, 800, Dinosaur. Yeah, this card is your 1500 beater. You could play it in any deck. Some decks just run a lot of different 1500 cards as a beatdown. So you can play around Phantom Bind, I guess. So Yuribi fits the bill. Until we move up to 1600, Yuribi's fine. And back to speed duels, we have a new card, Metal Shea, fresh to start. Link Moxer from Metal Shea. Earth Fairy, 1500 Link 2. Two Metal Shea monsters. When this card points to a Metal Shea monster, Metal Shea spells and traps you control cannot be destroyed by card effects. Also, neither player can target them with effects. If this card will be destroyed by battle or card effect, shuffle a Metal Shea monster from graveyard to your deck instead. It's a board protection card for your Chateau or your Metal Shea Knights, anything like that. So, yeah. This little stall deck's not really going anywhere. So, there's a Link Monster. Alright, so yeah. Not much going on this week, so I'm going to end it here. Upcoming news. Royal Cassidy. Royal Rebels Command and Royal Rebels Arena. Dual Quest SR card Dosudon. Legacy Duels. And then late March, the Speed Duel. New Legendary Duelist Sherry LeBlanc. LeBlanc and Mission Circuit. So that is it. The Gold Rush Festival is still going on for quite a bit of time. At least another week, I think. Yeah, the 18th. So we have plenty of time. You know, give it a go and get your Rush rank up. They do have those free duels against the Legendary Duelists and stuff. So it's a free way to move up sometimes. So just do all we can and get those rewards. That is it. Thanks for listening. See you next time.